Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 278, Love That Holds. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Psalm 13, verse 5. Stay with that for a moment, because just before this verse, David was at the bottom. Psalm 13 opens with four questions that bleed. How long, O Lord? How long will you hide your face? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? It is the cry of someone who has waited and waited, and heaven feels very far away. Maybe you know that place. And then verse 5 arrives, and David turns the page. Not because the pain is gone. Not because the situation resolved itself. The turn happens inside David, and it begins with a single word, but. But I have trusted. That word, that small, powerful but, is one of the most important words in all of Scripture. It does not lie about what is hard. It does not pretend the pain away. What it does is place God inside the reality, exactly as it is. David is not erasing his suffering. He is deciding where to anchor his soul. And look where he anchors, in the steadfast love of God. In the original Hebrew, the word translated here as steadfast love is hesed. And hesed is a word that has no perfect equivalent in English. It carries unshakable faithfulness, covenant care, a love that does not walk away just because things got hard. It is not a feeling that shifts with God's mood. It is who God is, constant, firm, true, and David trusted that. Not in the absence of trouble, not in a promise that everything would go his way. He trusted the character of God. And it is from that trust that joy is born. My heart shall rejoice, not because the situation changed, but because the perspective did. David found joy in God's salvation, and that salvation, my friend, found its fullest and most real form on the cross of Jesus Christ. There, God's hesed was not merely promised, it was kept. God came down to where we were and offered true deliverance. So the joy David describes is not naivety. It is not pretending everything is fine. It is a deep certainty, the kind of certainty that holds when everything trembles, that the one who loves us holds everything we cannot hold. That is what the but does. It does not erase the pain. It puts God at the center of it. Today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do something simple, but something with real weight. Take a piece of paper. Write down the one thing sitting heaviest on your heart right now. The thing you carried while you slept. The thing that was already there when you opened your eyes. Write it honestly, without softening it, and then directly beneath it, write these words, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love," and read it aloud to God, not as an exercise, but as an act of faith. Plant your but in this day. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.